Okay, I had one, but I just feel like it's not fringy enough paranormal news about that. I'm just gonna read the article title. This isn't what we're gonna actually read, but you'll see where I'm going with this. Ghost adventurer star's wife arrested for alleged murder for hire plot targeting him. It's just not fringy enough for us, I don't think.
No, it's not.
No, I didn't think so.
It's fringy in the wrong way, in fact.
It is. So, I'm back to the spreadsheet. Do I need to go through the titles, the ever-widening
Yes,
choice of
you
titles?
do.
Okay.
I'm actually very
Okay.
curious what the new titles are.
I've got Dealer's Choice, and it's not that one because Dealer's Choice, I only had one and it was just not fringy enough.
And the fact that you read the ones that you want to most weeks precludes this one for the most part.
It's true. We got Feel Good, Feel Bad, now with even more bad news. And you know what? It's the same amount of bad news, I feel like, because I haven't been adding to this spreadsheet, unfortunately. So whatever we do is gonna be old news. We got Pretty Sure This Is Bad, Feeling Disappointed. That one's empty, so we can't do it. Well, it's not
I'm
empty.
kind of
There was
disappointed
one
it's
in it.
empty.
We read it. There's just nothing new. We got Feeling Uncertain, Feeling Like an Update. Can't choose between good or bad feelings. You can't choose that one either. There's nothing new.
Damn it.
We got Feeling Like Science, To Be Filed. That one, I've read everything in it too. I need to update it. And Feeling Like a Christmas Mini.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling uncertain.
Okay.
I think that's like one of two that you didn't warn me against
It did
picking.
have some in there. Okay, Well, the last one we did was Feeling Uncertain.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, we can't do that one because both of those have been read. So let's go with this one, which has got to be extremely out of date. And it's from indiatoday.in.
You think the IN stands for India?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You're always in for a surprise when it's with me. And this website is just riddled with ads. Just absolutely
I
riddled
bet
with
there's a few
ads.
secret ads in there too.
There probably is. Skies in Mongolia mysteriously turn blood red. Pictures show eerie phenomenon. This is December 2nd, 2023, quite a while ago. I can't tell who actually wrote this.
Okay.
Anyhow, nonetheless,
Great
it's the
source.
Chelsea Mini. Yeah, thank you. In an extraordinary celestial display, the skies over Mongolia turned deep blood red as the country experienced one of the rarest auroral events on Friday and early Saturday. The intense coloration is attributed to the initial impact of a significant solar storm that collided with Earth, creating a spectacle that left onlookers in awe. I feel like we should change this to filed under disappointed.
Yeah.
The phenomenon known as an aurora typically occurs closer. Okay, you know what, you guys? You heard that here last. I'm gonna read another one.
Skies were just kind of rarely red in Mongolia one
In
time in
2023.
2023.
Yeah, due to the northern lights. That was gonna be bad, so I'm just gonna cut it. Let's do this one. I'm just gonna skip. What was this filed under? Pretty sure this is bad.
Well, it should have been filed under Dealer's Choice, apparently.
It's not really Dealer's Choice, it was just the next up. I just clicked on it,
Okay.
it looked fine. Killer whales have found new homes in the Arctic Ocean, potentially reshaping marine ecology.
I've been hearing about this and I'm very curious what they say because yeah, nothing is
Yeah.
prepared for like the brutalness of a killer whale in the Arctic. Because they're all kind of like peaceful, chubby creatures.
I was wondering if, like, there have been some yachts up there that they were following, but you bring up a very good point I didn't think of.
No, delicious narwhals, in fact, unfortunately.
Oh, no. So this one is much more recent than Old Northern Lights in Mongolia. This one is the 3rd of September, 2024, so only a little bit old. Caroline Hemphill, and this is from Manga Bay. Also, really haven't heard of that one, so I don't know. It has a donate button, so it seems like it might be legit.
Or at
Sorry
least
about that.
bribable.
Exactly. Let's jump in. Killer whales are finding a new place to roam in the rapidly changing Arctic Ocean. Though indigenous people in the region have seen the whales, also known as orcas, pop up sporadically for centuries, the predators now have more access to the chilly waters than ever before. Two distinct killer whale populations now claim habitats in the Arctic, according to a team led by researchers at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Canada. But but the whale's presence raises conservation concerns that may be difficult to address, the team reported recently in Global Change Biology. Killer whales haven't often been able to access the Arctic. Thick ice sheets posed a natural barrier, breaking their dorsal fin if they push too hard into it. But as the northern polar regions warm up faster than anywhere else on Earth, the ice melts, letting in more of the voracious predators. The researchers, led by evolutionary geneticist Colin Garraway of the University of Manitoba, were curious about the Arctic's growing population of killer whales and their impacts.
You find it odd that this person's an expert on this area and they're in Manitoba, like landlocked Manitoba.
What is at the top? Yeah, no, there isn't. What's at the top? Are you sure it's completely landlocked?
There's a bit of it, I think, that touches Hudson Bay.
Hudson Bay, that's what it is.
For the most part, I'm pretty sure it's landlocked.
Hudson Bay wouldn't be Arctic, though.
Hudson Bay, right? At the top it is.
But there's no... Hold on, let me
look. I gotta pull up a map.
Yeah, let me look at a map real quick.
No, never mind. They have a pretty prominent connection to Hudson Bay.
Okay, they do. Okay, I thought they might, but then I was... You know, somebody says one thing and I question everything. Because, yeah, I was like, no, you can go to Manitoba to see the polar bears and they're Arctic.
Well, yeah, I think of Manitoba as like farmland for the most part.
No, I do
also
too.
Very progressive PM, Premier. Very good Premier.
I do right like now. Him. Isn't he NDP? It's neither here nor there for this episode.
Yeah, don't worry about him.
don't worry about it.
His last name's Canoe.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's okay. Indigenous.
The researchers, led by evolutionary geneticist Colin Garraway of the University of Manitoba, were curious about the Arctic's growing population of killer whales and their impacts. They decided to peek into the genomes of a few of the animals to find out where they came from. Initially, they used samples of blubber and skin collected over time by field biologists. Quote, "We did an analysis that's something like 23andMe, said Garraway. The results, two distinct populations of killer whales were sharing the Arctic Ocean. We were surprised," Garraway said. The results prompted the researchers to extend the study. They traveled to the eastern Canadian Arctic Ocean once again, watching the waves for telltale fins and black and white patches. Even when orcas have satellite trackers, they can be hard to pin down. They travel quickly and are often shy around boats, unless they're yachts. Quote, "It really is just a matter of being in the right place at the right time," end quote, said Corey Matthews, a marine biologist at the University of Manitoba who did field work for the study. Well, this is a different guy. I was like, why are they introducing that guy again? When the sleek animals show themselves, researchers set aside their excitement to try and get up close. Using crossbows, they shoot the whales with small biopsy darts, which collect tiny amounts of skin.
Yeah, no wonder they don't want to come anywhere near their boat.
Yeah, it's true. You had to pretend like you're a super rich billionaire. On
yeah, no sound of wealth. Envelope. Bullets coming at your dorsal fin.
The samples immediately go into a liquid nitrogen-cooled container. DNA results confirm that the two groups of whales are so distinct that they might not recognize one another as potential mates. That's pretty interesting. The populations are small. About 200 individuals currently live near Baffin Island, Garraway said. In the long run, they might be unable to adapt to evolutionary pressures because of their lack of genetic diversity. A pressing concern is marine habitats evolve due to climate change. However, killer whales also might tip scales in the balanced Arctic ecosystem. Quote, "Arctic whales are just chubby, slow, and delicious," end quote, Carol said. Belugas, bowhead whales, and narwhals are protected by the ice sheets that usually keep killer whales out. Now, the predators can get them more easily than ever before. Oh, here's a nice map. Yep, it would be considered Arctic, wouldn't it?
For some reason, I'm on Google Maps, and there's an island in the middle of Hudson Bay, and it is very Arctic looking on Google Maps.
Okay.
And for some reason, it lets you in Sanikiluwak. You can go inside the general store on
really?
Google Maps. Yeah. And there's pelts and there's winter jackets and there's a toy aisle and that's cool. It. And you can't go anywhere else in town.
I mean, even the bottom of Hudson Bay is pretty north, so. Arctic whale populations still outnumber killer whales in the region. There are likely hundreds and thousands of narwhals compared to a few hundred killer whales that have moved in, Garraway said. Quote, "They're not yet making a difference, but they could eventually," end quote, he noted. But that assessment might be premature, said marine biologist Mads Peter Hyde Jorgensen of the Greenland Institute of Natural Resources, who was not involved in the research. Quote, I find that the authors exaggerate the importance of killer whales when claiming they cause major ecosystem changes. End quote. He wrote in an email to Mongan Bay.
Man, those fiery Greenlanders just having to get in everybody's face with their opinions.
That's what they're known for. Local indigenous groups will watch closely as the story unfolds. Arctic whales are an important food, cultural, and economic resource, and are harvested sustainably. Killer whales could threaten those hunting traditions if their populations grow, the research team noted. For now, these new Arctic residents serve as a case study for the profound shifts in population dynamics that ecologists are monitoring worldwide. Quote, it's a massive global experiment in climate change, end quote, Garraway said. Quote, and we get to watch a short part of it, end quote. And that's the end of the article. So it basically is just a longer version of what you said at the beginning, but it answered none of your questions.
And they even said, yeah, they're slow and delicious, which is very unfortunate for these slow, delicious creatures.
And you know what? Something came up just recently as I was re-listening to some episodes prior to the episode coming out Friday. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but we were talking about the creation of the mammoth meatball. And if they're so delicious, why aren't we making meatballs out of them? So slow and delicious.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's feasible for us to hunt it. Like the orcas, it's too hard for us to even find them. And like narwhals are actually a fairly recent kind of thing we've studied because they're so hard to find.
They're so cool. But being feasible as a meatball did not stop people when they thought of making mammoth meatballs.
That's true. I guess we can wait and see.
Because that's the least feasible.
There's a few things that worry me about this, and they specifically said not to worry because the predator population is so much lower than the prey population. I don't know. Have you ever, Chelsea, seen the wolf-rabbit ratio?
Yes.
Yeah. When rabbit populations are high, wolf populations explode because there's so many rabbits.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Which makes me think they might just explode in population. Thankfully, it's a huge creature, so it takes a long time for it to explode in population. But nevertheless, on the other end of it too, maybe narwhals are going to adapt that giant tooth as some type of sword-like defense. And I would pay to watch those battles.
I really would. And based on what you just said, do you think that based on climate change and the takeover of the billionaires, that the orcas are just doing the natural expansion to have our backs?
You think maybe that they're confusing these blubberous beings in the north as just northern billionaires?
Are billionaires supposed to be delicious?
If you're going to describe any class of human beings, the ones who don't move a whole lot are likely the most delicious.
Should we be making billionaire meatballs? Is that what they are to orcas? Wow.
We're learning a lot.
Wow. This is really incredible research that we're doing right now. I don't know that it's research, but it's
great. I think we can call it speculation.
Yes.
In any event, let's leave you guys the next 48 hours to speculate on all these questions and maybe more, whatever comes to your mind. Anyhow, you've got 48 hours. Bye.
Bye.